Hi, my name is Dr. Lynn Rossi, health psychologist for Healthy for Life. Welcome to the practice of yoga. While you may think yoga is just an exercise in strengthening and stretching the body, the essence of yoga is about calming the busy mind. For that to happen, I'll be reminding you to come back to your body and your breath throughout the practice, listening to the messages you receive from your body in order to find your version of each posture. Finding your edge in each pose and knowing how long to hold it. Once you're in your version of the posture, inviting the breath to be deep and full in order to bring energy and vitality to the body. Being completely open to whatever you're experiencing in the moment, without judgment, without needing things to be any different than what they are. Jenny will be doing the chair modifications of each pose in case you need or want to do yoga from your chair. Finally, we always recommend that you check with your healthcare provider before starting a new practice of physical activity. So let's get started by lying flat on the floor in the corpse posture. Your arms are by your side with the palms facing up toward the ceiling. You can have your knees bent with your knees falling apart together, or you can have your legs straight and the feet falling apart from one another. Beginning to connect with your breath. Feeling the rising and falling of the belly, the expanding and deflating of the rib cage, the upper chest rising and falling. And taking some time to deepen the breath, allowing it to be full, the belly soft. Then stretching your arms up overhead and clasping your thumbs together or leaving them in a parallel position and reaching the toes and fingers in opposite directions, getting a nice full body stretch. Continuing to breathe as you do so. And then releasing and bringing your arms back down to your sides and pausing here for a moment and noticing if the body maybe feels a little bit longer. And then rolling over onto your belly in preparation for the Sphinx posture. Your arms will be bent with your forearms flat on the ground and they're parallel to each other like railroad tracks. Your elbows should be directly underneath your shoulders, spreading your fingers wide apart and looking straight ahead. Your sternum lifted as you move your shoulder blades down your back, feeling the arch in the spine, watching the tendency to collapse your shoulders and continuing to work at moving your shoulder blades down your back, inviting the breath to be deep. Relaxing the face, relaxing the jaw. And from here, moving into a table position by placing your hands underneath your shoulders and coming up to a tabletop with your wrists right beneath your shoulders and your knees right below your hips. Your knees are about hip width apart. And from here, we're going to bring your right knee and your forehead together as best you can. And then straighten the right leg out behind you, pointing your toes and lifting it up as far as it'll go, looking up. And bringing your knee and your forehead together as best you can. And then bringing your leg back up, looking up. And the last time, bringing your knee and forehead together, arching your back, and then straightening out. And this time, leaving your leg here and pulsing it up 6 or 7 times. And then crossing your leg to the left side and placing your toes on the floor as you look over your left shoulder, creating a nice C curve in the spine, breathing. breathing. and then coming back to a neutral position, and we'll switch sides. This time, bringing your forehead, your left knee and your forehead together, and then straightening your left leg out in the back. Bringing your left knee to your forehead, and then straightening it out in the back. Lifting up, and bringing your left knee to your forehead, and then straightening the leg in the back, and pulsing it up toward the ceiling 6 or 7 times. Breathing, feeling the strength in the back that it takes to do this, and then moving your foot over to the right side now, toes on the floor, looking out over your right shoulder. Getting a nice curve in the spine, leaving your arms straight. And then coming back into a neutral position. And then we're going to come into a sitting position with the soles of the feet together. Into the bound angle posture, placing your hands behind your back on the floor for support, moving the heels and pelvis toward one another and pressing your hands into the floor to lift your chest. And gently rocking your knees from side to side, breathing and relaxing. Imagining the tension and tightness in your inner thighs, leaving on each out-breath. Allowing your muscles to slowly release. And from here, we'll move into a stretch for the back of the legs. So you're going to start by straightening the right leg and leaving the sole of the left foot on the inside of the right thigh. And your right knee's pointed up toward the ceiling, sitting up nice and tall. And then just allowing the chest to fall out over the right leg. Resting your hands on your leg wherever you end up. And your right toes will be pointed up towards the ceiling. Connecting with the breath, and imagine the breath moving all the way down into the right leg and back again, breathing and relaxing, letting the face and jaw relax. Taking your time. Nice, long, deep breaths in and out. Feeling the body begin to open and release. And then sitting back up again and placing the sole of the left foot on the floor, okay, on the inside of your right thigh, bringing your left fingertips underneath your right leg and twisting to the right. As you bring your right hand behind you and looking out behind you and breathing, toes of your right foot are still flexed up toward the ceiling. Even though it's a little more difficult to breathe in this position, taking some nice long deep breaths in and out. And then releasing by coming back to center. And then we'll move to the other side. So straightening the left leg and bringing the sole of the right foot to the inside of the left thigh. Sitting up nice and tall. Taking a deep breath in. And then letting the chest fall forward over the left leg. Keeping the toes of the left foot flexed and up toward the ceiling. Giving your body time to open up and release. Breathing all the way down into those muscles along the back of the left leg. Taking your time, letting the face and the jaw relax. Noticing if this side may be different than the other side. And just noticing the difference without judgment, but just with curiosity and interest. One more deep breath in and out, and then we'll sit back up and place the right foot on the floor, the right leg bent. Bring the fingertips of the right hand underneath your left leg, twisting to your left and looking out behind you over the left shoulder. If you want to get a deeper stretch, you can even kind of push that right elbow into the right leg. Twisting and breathing. Consciously taking some deep breaths in and out here. Your eyes can be open or closed. And then releasing the hands, coming back to center, and moving into a cross-legged position for the next set of stretches, focusing on the neck and shoulders. And when you're ready, letting your head fall forward and lowering your chin to your chest, feeling the stretch along the back of the neck, taking a deep breath in and out, and then rolling your right ear over your right shoulder. You can even reach your left fingers toward the floor to get a little deeper stretch. Taking a deep breath in and out. And then rolling the head back through center and bring the left ear over the left shoulder, reaching the right fingertips towards the floor and biting the breath to be deep, to encourage the release of the muscles along the right side of the neck. Relaxing the face, and then rolling your head back down again, and then lifting it straight up and letting your head fall straight back, getting a nice stretch in the throat and the chest. And then bringing your head back to center. And now clasping your hands in front of you, and then reversing the clasp and pushing the palms of your hands out as far as you can go. Taking a deep breath into the space between the shoulder blades, feeling the stretch, and then lifting the arms up overhead and pressing one palm and then the other up towards the ceiling. Feeling the stretch along the arms and armpits, breathing in and out. And then unclasping your hands and bringing your arms down and behind you, and clasping your hands behind your back, squeezing your shoulder blades together, opening up the chest, and feeling the stretch along the front of the body. Continuing to squeeze the shoulder blades together, and then lifting the hands up as far as they will go. They might just go a little bit further up. And feeling the blood and oxygen moving to the shoulder blades, a part of the body that gets sore and accumulates a lot of tension. And then unclasping your hands and coming back to center, just resting your hands on your knees. And we'll move into some side stretches, placing the left hand on the floor beside you and reaching your right arm up toward the ceiling, taking a deep breath in and then reaching out over to the left. Getting a nice stretch along the right side of the body. Breathing, opening up the chest. Relaxing your face. Noticing if your attention goes someplace else once we've moved into a posture. And just bringing yourself back to the breath and the body. Then coming back up again and lowering the right arm to your side and closing your eyes if you feel comfortable. Noticing the sensations in the body. noticing the difference between the right side and the left side. And then opening your eyes once more, and this time lifting your left arm up, breathing in as you reach your fingertips toward the ceiling. And on the out-breath, leaning over to the right, reaching, breathing, feeling the stretch on the left side now, relaxing the face and jaw, letting the breath be deep and full. And when you're ready, coming back up again, and pausing here for a moment, and again, feeling the effects of the stretch. And now we're going to move into a downward facing dog position. So you're going to start by coming to your hands and knees. And this time in the table position, instead of having your wrists right beneath your shoulders, move your hands forward just slightly. Your fingers should be spread wide apart. Tucking your toes under and lifting your bottom up towards the ceiling as you bring your heels down toward the floor. Your feet should be about, a foot apart. And you can work one heel and then the other down to the floor to get a nice stretch along the back of your legs, which we've already warmed up just a little. Breathing, pushing out through the palms of your hands. The downward facing dog posture is an all-purpose posture that helps strengthen the body and stretch it. And then when you're ready, we're going to begin to walk our hands and our feet toward one another until you come into a forward hanging bend position. Your knees will be soft, your head will be relaxed and facing down. You can be holding on to your legs if you need to, but just letting the body hang forward, letting all the blood rush down into the head. Taking some deep breaths here, and then slowly we're going to begin to bring our body into a standing position. Taking your time, letting your head still be falling down toward the floor. Stacking the vertebrae one at a time. Leaving your chin on your chest. Letting it come up the last. After you've come to a standing position. And then standing here for a moment. In the mountain posture. Looking at your feet so that you can position them about hip-width apart. Your knees are going to be soft. Your legs are engaged. Taking a deep breath in and letting your tailbone be slightly tucked, lifting your sternum up toward the ceiling, bringing your shoulders up to your ears, and then letting your shoulders just relax. Standing here in this mountain posture, with your feet rooted into the floor and your head lifted up toward the ceiling. And then as you breathe in, lifting your arms up over your head. And as you breathe out, bringing your arms down and in front of you as you bend your knees into the chair. Arms parallel to the floor, knees bent, breathing. Then lowering the arms, straightening the legs as you breathe in. And lift your arms up overhead as you breathe out, coming into the chair. Breathing. Breathing in as you lift up. And breathing out as you come back into the chair and holding the chair for just a few breaths. Trying to be as relaxed as you can. Relaxing back into that easy chair. Relaxing the face. Relaxing your mind that might be resisting holding the posture, maybe even smiling, noticing the strength that it takes to hold the chair position. If you've gone too far, you can come up a little. And if you need to come up before I say to, feel free to do that. feeling the fatigue in the legs, the strength that it takes to hold your arms up, relaxing as best you can, and then when you're ready, straightening the legs and lowering the hands to the sides, and pausing here for a moment, feeling the effects of having done the chair. Your heart rate may be increased. There might be more warmth in the body. And now we're going to move into the half moon posture. Okay, once again, breathing in as you lift your arms up overhead into the temple position by clasping your hands together, then straightening the thumbs and first fingers, or you can just leave your arms parallel. Reaching your fingertips toward the ceiling as you breathe in, and as you breathe out, moving the left hip to the left as you reach over to the right and get a nice stretch along the left side of the body. You don't have to go very far to get a nice stretch. If you've gone too far, you might notice it's a little difficult to breathe, or you might quit breathing, so come back up a little bit. Then coming back to center and moving to the opposite side. Right hip to the right, arms to the left, stretching out, feeling the stretch along the right side of the body, breathing in and out, relaxing the face and jaw, and then coming back up again. Breathing in as you lift the fingertips up towards the ceiling and breathing out as you bring your arms down to your sides, taking your time, feeling the arms moving through space, the heaviness of the arms, the tingling in the arms, getting in touch with all of the sensations as you bring them slowly down to your sides, and then feeling the effects of the release and the posture on the body. And now we'll be moving into a series of standing postures. We'll start by bringing the feet about 3 or 4 feet apart. You're going to turn the right foot out at a 90 degree angle and the left foot in about 45 degrees. You're going to bend the right knee over the right ankle so that the shin is perpendicular to the floor, bringing your arms so that they're parallel to the floor. You can look back at your back arm to make sure they're parallel. And then keep your gaze on the middle finger of your right hand. Once you're here, breathing nice and deep, making sure you're not leaning to the right, out over that right leg, but bringing your torso up so that it's perpendicular to the floor. Pressing the tailbone down toward the floor, relaxing the face and the jaw. Dwelling in the Warrior II position. And now we'll move into the reversed warrior, and you'll simply shift the palm of your right hand so that it's facing up toward the ceiling. And then windmilling your arms so that the left arm comes down, the left hand comes down to the left leg, and the right arm and hand are extended up toward the ceiling. Looking out over the palm of the right hand, if that's comfortable for you, making sure your left knee is still bent. Taking a few breaths here. And then we'll move into the next position. So come back to Warrior II briefly. And then bring your right forearm down to your right leg and bring your left arm up so that it's up next to your ear and your fingertips are pointing out to the right. You want to create a nice stretch from your left heel through your left fingertips, lengthening the entire left side of your body, trying to create as much length along the torso as possible, even on the right side, so you don't want to collapse into the torso. And breathing here in the side angle posture. To move out of the stretch, you're going to bring your left arm back so it's parallel to the floor and reach the fingertips to the left to pull you out of the posture, straightening the right leg and coming back into the mountain posture one more time just to feel the effects of doing those postures on the body. And now moving to the other side, bringing your feet 3 or 4 feet apart, turning the left foot out at a 90-degree angle and the right foot at 45, bending the left knee over the left ankle. Bring your arms up parallel to the floor and turning your head to the left and keeping your gaze on the middle finger of the left hand. Once you're here, inviting the breath to be deep and again checking to see that your torso is perpendicular to the floor, pressing the tailbone down to the floor and relaxing as best you can in this strengthening posture, relaxing the face and the jaw. And then we'll move into the reverse warrior, shifting the palm of the left hand so that it's facing up toward the ceiling. And then windmilling the arms, right hand down to the right leg, left hand up toward the ceiling, looking out over the left hand now. And breathing, relaxing the face and jaw. And then we'll move into the side angle on this side by bringing the left forearm down to the left leg. Right arm stretches out overhead, reaching those fingertips out, creating that nice stretch along the entire right side of the body from your right heel to your fingertips. Stretching and breathing, being fully present for the side angle posture. And again, to move out of the stretch, you'll bring your right arm back parallel. Bring your fingers out to the right to pull you out of the posture and then coming back into the mountain pose one more time. And you can close your eyes and let all of your attention come inside to the sensations of the body. Letting the body relax from having done that series of strengthening postures. Now we're going to move into a posture called the tree. The tree is a balancing posture. Now the trick to doing balancing postures is to find one spot of attention on the floor in front of you or on the wall. And this gives you concentration by looking at one spot. We'll start by moving your weight over to your left foot and then bringing the heel of your right foot to your ankle. You can leave your toes on the floor and bringing the palms of your hands together in front of your chest in prayer position. If you think you might want to go to the next version of the tree, you can try bringing your sole to the calf of the left leg. Okay, here we go. Bringing your hands into position, into prayer position. And you can also bring it up to the inside of your left thigh. Taking your time to find your version of the posture today. Wherever you can manage to put the foot is fine. You don't want to put your foot over your knee because of risk of injury. You want to be able to balance and breathe in whatever version you choose. Keeping your gaze on one spot of attention. And when you're ready and balanced, you can stretch your arms up overhead into a V position or into temple if you'd like. Remembering to breathe, stretching up while at the same time feeling rooted and grounded like a tree. And when you're ready, bringing your hands back down to your chest, pausing here for a moment, and then lowering your right foot, lowering the arms, and standing still for a moment. Feeling the energy that's created by doing a balancing posture like the tree. Noticing the heart rate, the breath. And then we'll switch sides by moving the weight over to your right foot and bringing your left foot either to your ankle, to the calf, or to the inside of your thigh. Taking your time to find your position. bringing your hands into a prayer position in front of your chest, looking at one spot of attention in front of you or on the floor. And when you feel balanced, you can bring your arms up overhead into a V or into temple, standing and imagining yourself as your favorite tree, rooted, grounded into the floor, breathing, relaxing as best you can, being present. Noticing if this side feels different than the other side. One side will often be easier than the other, and just noticing that without judgment. And then bringing your hands back down to your heart center and pausing here for a moment. Lowering the left foot, lowering the arms, and breathing in and out, letting the body assimilate the effects of the tree posture. And from here, we're going to move into the goddess warrior posture. So start by bringing your feet out about 3 feet. And then your feet are going to angle out at about a 45-degree angle on each side. Bending your knees to where it feels comfortable, and bringing your arms so that they're parallel to the floor with the palms facing up toward the ceiling. Bending the elbows so that the fingertips are pointed up toward the ceiling and the palms facing one another, and breathing. Relaxing as best you can into this goddess warrior posture. A posture that requires some strength. And we've been doing a lot of strengthening of the leg muscles in this series of postures, so you may feel some fatigue here. So if you need to come up before I say to, feel free to. You can always come out of a posture and then come back in. Relaxing the face and the jaw. Nice, long, deep breaths in and out to help support you in this pose. And then when you're ready, straightening the knees and lowering the arms and bringing your feet back to center into the mountain posture. One more time. Taking a deep breath in and letting the body relax in this mountain posture. And now we're going to come back down onto the floor for one last forward bend called the turtle. So coming back down onto the floor, your feet are in front of you, about 3 feet apart. And you're going to bring your hands to the center and then thread them underneath your ankles, right hand around your right ankle, left hand around your left, and just let your body fall forward. Letting the head fall forward. Close your eyes. Letting your head be relaxed. You might want to move it side to side, up and down, just to make sure it's not holding any tension. Breathing in and out like a turtle in its shell, feeling the back arched. Feeling the release in the spine. Taking some time here to let the body relax. These forward bending postures are thought to be postures of surrender. So possibly thinking about something you might want to let go of. Something you're worried about, some grievance, whatever it is, just letting it go. Breathing and relaxing. Stretching out the spine. A couple of more deep breaths in and out. And then to move out of the posture, bring your hands back to center, palms facing down, to push yourself up slowly into a seated position. And then making your way down onto your back on the floor for the final posture, the corpse pose. You can bend your knees and have them falling together, or you can straighten your legs and let your feet fall apart. Your arms are by your side with the palms facing up toward the ceiling. Or you can place your right hand on your belly and your left hand over your chest, allowing your eyes to close and the body to just melt into the floor. Completely letting go. Letting the floor do all of the work of holding you up. And now congratulating yourself for taking the time to nourish your body in this way, feeling gratitude for the body, for all of the things that it does from moment to moment to keep you alive, and perhaps setting the intention to engage in this type of activity on a regular basis, honoring the body's need to move and stretch and breathe.